CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is urging Japan to protect the lawful rights and interests of the recently detained Chinese sailors. Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says China has noticed the reports that say a Japanese Coast Guard patrol boat spotted two Chinese fishing boats Sunday, arresting one captain and detaining 10 crew members. Hong says China urges Japan to resolve the issue as soon as possible. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has left Russia for home after attending the 10th Prime Minister's meeting of the member states of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in St. Petersburg. The meeting has yielded fruitful results, including a joint declaration on world and regional economic situation and a joint communique on the achievements of the annual event. The Chinese Premier put forward a 9-point proposal on furthering trade and preparing against future challenges.
The 21st century is a century of all-round development in the Euro-Asia region. China is willing to institute and implement a 10-year plan for the SCO in the area of politics, economy, finance, transportation, energy, telecommunications, agriculture, education, science and technology, culture, and disaster relief.
The SCO was founded in Shanghai in 2001. Member states include China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Voters in the Chinese capital of Beijing have turned out to cast their ballot as part of a nationwide process to select deputies for local legislative councils. In a polling station in eastern Beijing's Tuanjiahu, a voter says it is a great honor.
We select representatives of the People's Congress ourselves, and those who get selected will speak and work for us. So what we're doing is to carry out our own democratic rights. It is a big honor for us, and we all attach great importance to it.
Tens of thousands of seats are to be filled in the elections for People's Congresses across the country. Voting began this past summer and is due to finish around next summer. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is facing a crucial vote on the budget, as fears are growing on whether Italy may become the next victim of the Eurozone debt crisis. Earlier, Berlusconi denied reports that he is about to step down, saying the rumors were baseless. Philip Pulella is a Rome-based journalist who is close to Berlusconi.
There are two possible scenarios there. One, that it would be a technocrat government led by someone like Mario Monti, who was a former European commissioner, and he would lead a technocratic government to just push through economic reforms. Another possibility is that is making the rounds is that possibly Napolitano would ask Gianni Letta, who is Berlusconi's trusted undersecretary in the cabinet, to try and form a new government.
The Italian Prime Minister has survived dozens of confidence votes during his tenure. Thailand's tourism authority has estimated that the country's worst flooding in over half a century will cost the tourism industry at least $500 million. In the meantime, fears of waterborne diseases are spreading across the capital city of Bangkok. Local residents find the living conditions increasingly unbearable.
We cannot live like this because the garbage and the filthy water are very stinky now. The water makes me feel so itchy whenever I wade through it.
Thailand's Ministry of Health says almost 40% of the raw food samples collected in Bangkok is contaminated by fecal matters. Experts believe China will not likely loosen nationwide curbs on the housing market in the foreseeable future, despite gains made in containing both home prices and inflation. Su Yi has more.
Latest figures from China Real Estate Index System show that residential property prices in 100 major cities in China fell 0.2% in October from the previous month, the biggest decline this year. Cheng Haoye, from Beijing-based property rental Wuaiwojia, says it is important to maintain firm curbs on the real estate market. Yang Xiaofeng, from Beijing-based Lianda Property, suggests speeding up affordable housing construction to cool the property market and stabilize the housing prices. Yang adds that as affordable housing is increased in supply, real estate prices will further stabilize. For CRI, I'm Sui.
That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.